sounds great.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on January 9th. Dan, did you say that there was a change?
Yeah, there's a small change, just a typo. Chill Hill.
Under temporary sanitary sewer easement. Yep. Chill Hill.
That's me.
Besides that, nothing else?
All right.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted changes.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid opening for the Westgate subdivision phase two. Rosie.
Okay, the first bid is from API Construction. Base bid is $477,995. Alternate 1, $89,773. And then there's a mandatory, right?
There should be a total base bid of all base bids.
That was the first one.
It's double sheets. Yeah, it should be page 11.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure that's not the right bid?
We'll take it.
Thank you.
All right,
should be another comma.
Total base bid, $2,442,265. And the additive alternative is $123,585. Base bid, $2,147,330, and the alternative, is $103,950. And then there's Polar Asphalt. Base bid, $1,949,727.25, and the add-on is $93,555. Base bid, $2,212,922.72. Add-on is $98,868. And the last one is Wygen's Excavating. Base bid, $1,606,917.02. Alternative is $74,382. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you to all the bidders. We will take those under advisement with the goal of awarding what, Mark, at the next meeting probably?
Yep.
Okay.
So, cool.
So next Board of Works meeting, which would be on the second Tuesday of February. So thank you to all the bidders. Appreciate your bids.
Do you have engineers?
Oh, engineer's estimate.
It was 2.43.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next up is the warranty agreement with Kowesi Sewer. Steve, how are you, buddy?
Doing well.
Good. Come on up. You want to explain what's going on?
Yes, excuse me. Good evening. I'm here representing, my name is Steve Henschen. I'm an engineer with Jones Petrie Ofinski. We're the engineer for the Whitley County Regional Water and Sewer District. And we have been working on development of the, we call it the Phase 1 project, which included providing sewer service to the unsewered portions of Kowesi. It also covered a couple other communities south of here, Stable Acres, Dunphy, and we call County Line South. Those are in Aqua, those three are in Aqua, Indiana territory. Kowesi, of course, is in Columbia City's territory. So we've been working with the city for the last year and a half, probably, on developing this concept, and we were very blessed to receive a SWIF grant for the project, a total of $5 million, 100% grant on the project, no debt at all, and the special arrangement of this was in the cooperation between the district and Columbia City. The district is turning over the assets of that recently completed project in Kowesi to the city. City will be taking care of the main lines. It's a pressure sewer system, so it's not a conventional gravity sewer. And we've met with Kelly and some of his staff previously. And we'll be meeting again tomorrow to go over some more details. But that project is complete now. The grinder stations that are on each individual's property, those will become the property of each individual property owner. They'll be responsible to own and maintain that. We have prepared a very detailed customer connection guidelines. The district has asked us to help administer the customer connection process. We'll be working closely with Rosie and, again, the Columbia City team to administer when they're ready for connection. We'll be there to take in the paperwork, get with the city to make sure the property owners are filling out the appropriate forms, become a customer of the utilities, and then we'll also perform the inspections of the customer's line from where it comes out of the house to the grinder station that's installed. Again, that is all customer-owned and maintained parts, but we still want to inspect it just to make sure they're making the right connection using the right pipe materials and all that. So with that, the project is 100% complete now. We are on track to ask Columbia City to take over that infrastructure now. We have prepared a packet of information, as-built drawings, every test report that was done, every grinder station startup, even though you're not handling the grinder stations, we have that documentation available. And in fact, we're meeting tomorrow with Kelly and some of his team to transfer those documents and sit down and review them and make sure everybody's on the same page. Our intent or our hope was that Columbia City would agree to accept this infrastructure on or before January 31st. It's at that time when the contractor's contract is final completion and at that point, you know, then the city would take it over, and you want to make sure, you know, you have it covered properly for insurance and those type of things as you're moving forward. I'll kind of leave it there and see if there's any questions, first of all.
Is the as-bills created digitally so we can just copy them over into our...
We have three formats. We're going to give you hard copies, we're going to give you electronic PDF, and then we're also giving you a shape file to incorporate into your GIS system. And we have some of our GIS people coming along to the meeting tomorrow to actually get that installed and see if there's any questions or issues. And
I think...
Yeah, you want to take any No, I don't think so. They did send it to me.
We don't usually do those anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't usually send
them. I thought it was
I see the warranty on here is a two-year warranty.
There's different parts.
I was going to say. Okay.
The standard main line is a one-year warranty, but for the customers, the grinder stations are under a two-year warranty. And
oh, I see. Okay.
And part of what we have prepared that will go out to each property owner is detailed information on who they need to call if they have a problem. It's not calling Columbia City.
Right.
It's calling either the contractor under the first year or under the second year they call Environment One, who is the company that provided the grinder stations for this project.
Gotcha.
And we have basically three levels of contact information for them to call if they need service on that grinder station.
Gotcha.
And ultimately, if somebody sees a problem out in the collection system, you know, Columbia City would be responsible for that portion of it. But the main contacts we have under the warranty period and for going forward after it's out of warranty is who to call at Environment One, because that's going to be the main thing that they'll need service on occasionally would be at the grinder stations.
Sure.
All that information will be provided to each property owner. We're going to have a special meeting in early to mid-February, and all this information will be available to all the customers so they have the contact information, who to call if they have questions, and then also our information to help them through the connection process.
Okay. Just for further background, for the board of works, obviously you may or may not know, but gosh, back when I first started, they did the first segment of Kwesi, which basically was from what the railroad tracks back.
Yes.
I think if I remember correctly, and that was all able to be done by gravity.
That was correct.
And
yes.
So we were able to take that over with really no problem. They connected to our system, et cetera, et cetera. They became direct customers of ours. So then when the regional sewer district went in and said we need to connect the rest of Kwesi, that's when we started having conversations about, okay, well, are you guys going to maintain it? Are we going to maintain it? Are you just going to give your sewage to us, or they're going to be our customers? And so I think both parties basically said it makes more sense for these to become our direct customers, for you guys to build the infrastructure and give it over to us,
right,
so that we can maintain it long term, kind of a thing. So I know Kelly's worked really hard with JPR and others in the regional sewer district to try to really have a good understanding of the pressure system, and because that's not something that they normally do, correct?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we take care of force mains currently, but they're usually anywhere from 4-inch to, and they're coming out of Mike's lift stations, you know. We maintain the force main portions, but this is a little bit different system, and so it is a little bit different for our crew to navigate this. But I think, too, there's like, what, 37 homes or something that's going to be...
Correct.
On this newer part, somewhere in there, just so you guys know how many customers we're
new
talking
customers.
About.
Yeah. So I know, again, I know there's been a lot of work done by the regional sewer district. As you may be aware, Walt Crowder was our representative on the regional sewer district, sewer and water district.
Yes.
Water and sewer district.
Water and sewer.
Whatever it was. Leslie Robinson will be taking that position now. But I just say all that to say, I know this has been a long time coming, and I appreciate the fact that you guys have worked so well with our people and trying to make sure that we have all of the information, understand fully the system, and can handle it when the work is done and you guys are gone and everyone else is gone and we're still with the infrastructure.
Right.
So I think that's an important part.
Is there just a base rate that these people are charged?
So I forget where we ended up with that. It basically, is there a, there's not a sewer meter?
No.
But is it?
There is a
is that the EDU?
It'll be an individual flat rate.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's basically based on that 4,000 gallons like we do in other places. So if you may remember, out at like Westgate or places that don't have water but have sewer, there's that flat rate, whatever the 4,000 gallon rate is for our regular customers, that's what they'll be.
And I believe it'll be the exact same as the current COESE customers are paying as
yes.
well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They've been really good to work with. They've given us all the list of the people so we can get all the accounts ready, and they're going to handle the service apps.
We will be, our intent is to, the district will be sending out letters, assuming we get Columbia City and Aqua both to say, yeah, we're accepting the system, on or about February 1st, we're going to send out a package with all this information to every customer. And in that, then, we will probably give them, tell customers you have, because we're right in the middle of winter, we'll probably say 180 days. They have to at least give them 90 days to connect, but that just gets us into March or April.
Gotcha.
So we think, let's just start off with 180 days, and then, you know, we'll move from there.
And then at what point, and again, you've already answered this, and I've forgotten it already, but at what point are we then notified that they are now on the system? Is that done by Enviro One or whatever?
That will be done by us.
By you guys, okay.
And we will notify you on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
So as a customer calls, we'll inform you that they intend to connect. We'll issue the permit to that customer to connect. Then we will inspect his connection, that customer's connection. Once it's passed the inspection, then we will contact back the city and say, okay, they are connected now.
Gotcha.
Time to start billing them.
Okay. Good. Any questions, Steve? Kelly, are you good?
Yeah. That's the big thing, like tomorrow, is just going through and making sure we can get these files on our maps.
Yeah.
So we have an accurate mapping system, and because we're going to have to go out and locate it too.
Yep.
And those, we got to hook onto a tracer with locators on the tracer wires.
Yep.
That are in there.
Yep.
When somebody's planting a tree or whatever they're doing in their yard. So
right.
That's new to us too, that we'll have to locate those areas. So.
Gotcha.
And just, I'll make it, JPR will be available. If you run into some issues, we are experienced also in locating pressure sewer lines. So if you need some help or whatever, we'll be glad to come up and help you out on that.
How much, what's the dollar figure on the infrastructure you're turning over to us? Offhand, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes. We're close to $1 million here in COESE. Not quite, a little bit under. It might be 850, but right in that ballpark, yes.
Okay. Questions, Steve? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the warranty, construction warranty time frame for the Whitley County Regional Water and Sewer District Septic Elimination Project Phase 1 as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion seconded. So the warranty for our infrastructure would end January 31st of 2025, correct?
You got it,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. A motion second. Go ahead.
So what do you want the start date to be?
For the warranty time period?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say if it's going to be handed over to us, you said tomorrow.
January
31st. Oh, January
31st
is the official?
Yes.
Here's the keys
kind of thing? Yes,
okay.
Right. Yes.
So there you go.
That just gives us time to make sure everybody's all on the same page.
100%.
Yep.
I'm good on that. So, okay. Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next up, an encroachment agreement. Bruce? Come on up. 504 North Elm Street. Name, address, and what you're planning to do.
Do I have to stand here?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm really nervous, so
don't
mind me.
That's okay. Don't worry. We are not scared.
My name is Ruthie Ann East. I live at 504 North Elm Street. I already have a carport up, and I did not realize that I had to have a permit for that.
Gotcha.
And so when I went to get the permit for that, I was told that it was in an encroachment and easement.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm here today.
So do we know about utility issues in that area? Anybody? No issues?
No issues.
Okay. Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns about the encroachment agreement?
Well, I see where it's about 3 feet into the right-of-ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see it's already there.
Yep. Yep.
It doesn't seem to be obstructed anything at this point.
So the only thing I tell you is what we always tell individuals what the encroachment agreement is, if for some reason, for utility purposes or whatever, which it doesn't sound like it's going to be the case, but for any of those purposes, we will try to dismantle in a nice way, and it'll be up to you to re-put together.
Totally understandable.
Well, yeah, so, yes. So I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 504 North Elm Street. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Rosie, you want to tell?
Okay, so just once this is signed, I'll get it back to the planning commission, and then they will get a hold of you to finish the process.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's is that it?
Thank you.
I can go out and like pass out now.
Yeah, you don't have to stick around. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is the Wayne Waste or Wayne Recycling Groundwater Monitoring Service Burgess and Nyepel Agreement. This has been here forever. this will go way past us. This is the monitoring of the Wayne Waste Reclamation Recycling Facility that is over off of Ellsworth?
Ellsworth.
No. Is it Ellsworth Street? Yeah, okay. Off of Ellsworth Street there. Complete side note, has nothing to do with this agreement, but I was in the post office a couple of weeks ago, and a resident that's off of Ellsworth Street there approached me and said, hey, will you actually make our street? Will you actually? And I said, well, I have that power. I can do that. And so she said, seriously, will you make our street so we're not, you know, 514 and a half or whatever it was? Am I close? Okay. So in any case, just so you're aware, that's kind of been going around in my mind a little bit. So I'll be working on that. So, because I got a request from the resident actually asking for that. So. Yes, I know. I don't want it to be too self-serving. However, there is historical precedent for it, but nevertheless. So, something I'm working on just so you're aware. But, yeah, I appreciate that. So, anyways, this is the groundwater monitoring agreement that we've had with Burgess and Nyepel forever. I don't know how long the agreement has been, but it's been quite some time. I did notice that, as I think I mentioned to you prior to the meeting, Chip, that the lump sum amount did go up by, I don't know if it's $1,000, but it's close to that, I think. So, what? It was $1,200, okay. So, now granted, I know that, again, they've been doing it for a long time. They do it to the satisfaction of IDEM and everybody else involved. This is one of those properties where you have lots of individuals that have been a part of the process. You have, you know, non-city settlers, you have the state of Indiana, and somehow we're involved there. So I say all that to say that I don't know that we would, I don't know that I'd have any interest in going elsewhere since they've been doing this for a long time and they know how our system works and all that kind of stuff. So, but any thoughts or comments on that, it's okay if you don't agree with me. Well, so that's from Rosie.
Oh.
But if you go the other way, so I think somewhere here there's a lump sum. What page is that? Page 2 of the actual agreement. Okay, so page 2 of the agreement. There you go.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. So lump sum. Yeah, 14.2. So. Okay. Well, I'll make a motion. We approve proposal number 24-1015 with the for Wayne Reclamation Recycling Facility semi-annual groundwater monitoring services for 2024.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is utility truck bid award. Sean.
Yes, I'll be taking over the next portion of this meeting for about the next half hour. So first thing we have is the utility truck bid award. Obviously, we received the bids 2 weeks ago, opened them. We offered is from Terex, Altec, and VersaLift, our utility truck equipment, who's a DBA is. But we did get two of them back last time. The bid from Altec was $297,335. And if you look at the next page on that bid, the estimated delivery time was 50 to 53 months, which is over 4 years. So it wasn't immediately discluded, but we looked at the bid from utility truck equipment. I did check the specs. They all do comply, as they say. Their bid was $262,346,000. So after considering both these bids, and their lead time is about 50 to 53 weeks.
No.
quite a difference in lead time on these. So I guess with that being said, I'm just going to suggest that we move forward with purchasing the VersaLift truck from Utility Truck Equipment in the amount of $262,346, and I am open for any questions.
I don't know that I have many questions outside of I recognize the reason and rationale of not waiting 4 years for a truck. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we've stretched this truck about 3 years longer than what we typically do on these. Because of lead times, because of the financial situation and the prices right now, we have extended our use time. Our mechanics doing a great job of keeping these trucks up and going. So it used to be a 10-year cycle. We've kind of moved it on. It's more of a 13 to 15.
Gotcha. Questions? Make a motion. We award the bid for the, I guess it's a utility truck, if you will, for the electric department to Utility Truck Equipment, correct?
Correct.
In the amount of $262,346.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Spectrum.
Thank you. First up from Spectrum is our ad hoc professional agreement. I know Mayor and Dan, you both have seen this before. We've done these before, but these you probably haven't seen it. So what we do is we sign what we call an ad hoc agreement. I know the Water Department did it a couple years ago, too. Basically, it's just an agreement that we don't have to go through the whole process of getting the quotes and filling the paperwork out. All the paperwork's already completed for any amount up to $10,000. So if I have problems with my SCADA system, I can call them. They can get here and get it fixed. I don't even have to wait for a meeting the following Tuesday or whatever. So we've done this, obviously, with a couple of different utilities. I've actually had other utilities use our ad hoc agreement just because they need stuff done in more of an immediate fashion. So I obviously, everything I send to Marcia, she looks over and does a great job on these things. So I have no issues with it. I'm just like to move forward to signing this agreement.
Questions? I'm supportive. I know this has been something where, again, from a, you know, we've worked with Spectrum for a long time, and I know they've gone through some changes lately and stuff, but having this kind of agreement where they're kind of on standby, I think is an important thing for us, so. Make a motion. We approve the ad hoc professional services agreement for 2024 with Spectrum.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And very last, we have a change order for the CZMU high voltage conversion project. As a lot of you know, this project was pushed back several times for several different reasons. There were some things we had to add that we couldn't foresee going into the project. This was about a $270,000 project in all. That's if you don't count some of the other improvements we made at the North Substation and things like that. So it's typical to have a little bit of a change order for these projects. This one came in a little higher because we were pushed back by some issues we had inside in our substation itself. As the mayor probably can attest, I leave his house one night after a get together to go to work. So we had some issues. We got them resolved, And I'm going to say, you know, we had some issues with Intra Spectrum Engineering on our last project, which was the North Substation Entry Project. They could not have done a better job on this project. Our project manager slash engineer, his name's Chin Yu Lee. He is amazing, super smart kid, very helpful. So I just want to throw that out there. They did an amazing job on this project. For as upset as I was about the last project, they knocked this one out of the park. So this change order is in the amount of $30,797,000. A lot of that is what the issues we had in our substation. We had to pay standby for the company that's doing the actual tap change on the substation. So we had to pay them basically 3 days standby, which is never cheap. So at the end of the day, some of it was because the AAP pushed it back a little bit on their side as well. So I've reached out to them as well for any sort of comment or concession. And obviously, I mean, we're at their mercy on that, but yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask if you ask me. So, yeah, in front of you is what's left of this. Original PO number was 1359. Rosie, if that helps you at all. So, and I'm open for questions.
Questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the change management notification form of Spectrum Engineering in the amount of
$30,797,000. $30,797. There we go. Make sure I enunciate that properly. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you, guys.
Gary, I think you're up.
I am. All right, Sergeant Fairnell resigned on the 19th of January. He was also our K-9 officer. And we had Marsha draft up an agreement between Sergeant Fairnell and the city for the purchase of Viz to take sole ownership and care of her. She was 7 years old. She had about 1 to 3 years left in service. So we thought it was appropriate to not just retire the dog with him, that he should compensate the city in return for the years of service that he had left. So he had 88 hours of comp time, which was $3,086.16. So that's what he forego his comp time and that amount of money. So put it back to the city.
So Gary and I had a lot of conversation about this and what would happen if basically if we were to keep this and to try to put our canine in back into service or try to connect a new officer with this. We kind of weighed pros and cons. There was a want by Officer Fear, Sergeant Fear now at that time to keep this. Obviously, you know, when they have a canine like that, it kind of becomes a part of the family. But it's also a tool in our toolbox, and so it's a weird kind of balance of it is an animal we care for, but it is a tool in our toolbox. And so, with that being said, there was a kind of a mutual agreement with my blessing of the chief and Sergeant Fairnow on kind of where that number should be. That was kind of a, I think that's fair compensation, knowing what we are going to have to pay for a new canine and knowing, you know, the training and everything that went into Biz, but also knowing that, you know, Biz's work life left was 1 to 3 years, so, you know, that kind of stuff. So we felt like this was a good middle ground, which is, but this agreement needs to be ratified by the Board of Works for approval, so.
I think this is a great idea to have them take the dog. We've looked out for a couple other situations where the officer turned the dog in, and was put into a shelter, and it didn't work out well.
Yep.
And so this animal will stand with that officer. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea.
Yep. So I'll make a motion that we ratify the agreement between Chief Parrott and Sergeant Fairnow for our K-9 Biz as presented.
I will second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you, Gary, for working that out.
Thank you.
Okay. Lisa's moment to shine. Bill.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $135,496.86 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 1/23/24 for checks.
Sorry. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,123,016 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 1/23/24 for EFT payments.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? Speak later. $1,079,123.16, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $290,483.76 plus overtime in the amount of $7,128.97 for a total of $297,612.73. For the pay file ending 1/12/24.
Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I will also make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $12,062.50 for clothing allowances from the pay file ending 1/19/24.
Sorry. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Looks like we have one more. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did not.
Okay. I can handle that if you'd like then. So this is for fire clothing allowance, correct?
Well, yeah.
Oh, we did that last year? Or last?
No, we just did clothing.
No, I know, but there's fire.
Okay.
Well, there's another thing in our drop box called fire clothing allowance or something like that. Yeah. Fire allowance, your clothing allowance.
Oh, the volunteer.
We have not done that yet, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we pay from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers $2,400 for January 23rd, 2024 for fire volunteer clothing allowance. Sure. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you.
No.
That's okay. That's all good. Department head reports. Chip?
I don't want to take any of Matt's limelight away, but last night we did Eagle Park bid opening for the skate park, pickleball courts, and they came in under what they came in last year, so it was a great thing. And with some possible moving of money and cutting the park budget in half, I think we're going to... Cutting my budget, Sean's budget, I think the park might get a skate park and pickleball court. So really exciting. That's a big thing right now. So I have nothing else right now.
Questions of Chip? Thank you, Terry.
Matt and I were able to get the Eagle Park Conference Center up and running now, so their meetings will be able to be recorded and we'll be able to put them on YouTube. Thanks to Sean, Baseline should be in maybe this week to finish the work needs to be done to get the water department's booster station on the fiber network. And we're waiting for the weather to clear a little bit so the fiber break that's in Morse's Park, the lights can be fused. That's all I got.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
Obviously, with this weather, we haven't been out doing a whole lot. On the side of the road in a bucket truck, but we have gotten some things done. We're able to continue the tree board trees with the street department, so we got some of those done. We've been moving offices around and the MSF, and so that took the guys a couple days. We redid our metering room, so it's a lot more open, not less clutter in there. It was kind of a nice project, but we've already started specs for our next bucket truck. This one is 18 years old. It's the one we use to cut trees and things like that, but the lead time on that one is 3 years, no matter who we go through. Yep. So we're going to start getting those specs done and get it ordered so that By the time we get it, that other truck's 20 or 22 years old, whatever it may be at the time. So, yeah, we're going to start working on specs on those.
Question of Sean. Thank you. Kelly.
As Sean mentioned, as weather allows, we have a couple guys helping them with tree removal. I think there's, I don't know, maybe 12 or so on the list yet, is what the last I heard. Had a few events that we've been working, been busy. Had my 4 a.m. wake-up call from Chief Parrott this morning. And we came in, put material on the roads, and then transitioned into the alleys with sand, or like a sheet of ice. So hopefully we're melting everything out.
It's all rain from here on out.
Yeah, right. That's it for now.
Question to Kelly. Thank you. Matt.
Last Monday, we found out that the LP tank in the pavilion had run empty. And so called them, United, or whoever bought them. And they were getting a truck out there while they did that, fired up a salamander and started heating things up and thawing out the toilets because they were all frozen. Water was frozen inside. Thankfully, the LP truck got there within probably about an hour, and none of the pipes had busted, so we were able to get that all figured out. Starting to look forward to spring, like most everybody else.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. So we're preparing as we normally do, getting things in inventory, and that way when the first 70-degree day in March happens, we can get everything out and appease everyone. You guys finally finished the shed for the splash pad, so we'll be placing that. The ladies have been busy with the father-daughter tickets. They really hit a really fast patch, and as of Friday, we only had about 110 left combined for each day. And that is, we do have 400 each night. So
that's 110 out of 800.
Correct. And we had the ice rink shut down the last two weekends because of the extreme temperature. So that's it.
Questions of Matt?
I just want to say I had the pleasure of running the pavilion last Sunday, and wow, how nice that really is. The guys did a great job painting that, and it really amazing. We had a great time in there, and give the guys a compliment on how well that facility looks now with bathrooms. The whole, it's like, wow, it's really,
nice.
Really nice.
I will. Gary.
All right, well, police work's a tough business, so as I said earlier, Sergeant Fear now resigned on the 19th. Officer Bogner also resigned on the 12th. He realized that this type of work wasn't his cup of tea, so he was with it for about 2 months before he resigned. So kudos to him for realizing that up front instead of going for a year plus and then realizing that. So process, so I guess at this point I'd like to ask the Board of Works for permission to open up a process in February. We were already short one guy, so with these two resigning, we have three positions open. So I guess I'd ask the permission of the Board of Works for that.
We good with him opening up another process?
Yes. Do we need to make a motion?
Nope. Okay. We're good. Granted.
All right. Thank you. I've had some good partnerships this last week. We partnered up with the County Community Schools and other local law enforcement within the county. Did a training at high school. It went very well. The school was there, and so was all the, I think, Chair Busco and South Whitley both had officers there, too, so it was a good training. We toured Bowen Health Center's new building on the 18th, which was and networked with their staff, which was a fabulous building. Looking forward to that. Mass notification, the rave that we have is getting ready to go into full swing soon. There is some things out there right now, and I think the mayor's going to put something out soon about that.
Yep, we have.
Okay.
We have, yep.
All right. So we obtained Hank Workman as our chaplain.
with Tim Scroggs also as a like associate backup if he's not available. Tim Scroggs.
Oh yeah. Hey,
which
yeah.
is actually the fire department's chaplain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Now, did he get like compensated for that? Is there something we should, is that something we should look at doing?
I mean, we can do whatever you want to do. Put in place in next year's budget, of course. But
I think somebody is spending time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we ought to.
Yeah. I think when I was talking to Hank, I think in the whole time that he did it, because he's done it for now, he'd step out for a little while there to do his health and stuff. But he's done it for probably about 10 years now. He says he only really remembers like 5 or 6 calls. And, I mean, we go out on death notifications and victims and stuff like that.
I think there's a yearly stipend or something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think it's a great thing. I think it's necessary. But I was just looking at, like, is there any funding for that so we can help out with that?
Okay.
Yeah. Hirschberger, I mean, we're going to swear him in this afternoon or this evening at the council, but he's doing well, enjoying the job. Yeah, I've talked to him several times since Officer Bogner resigned. I wanted to make sure that he was good, so he's enjoying it. So, dispatch, Shane and James used their plumbing skills to replace one of the leaky faucets in dispatch, which we didn't have to call Flotec out, so that was a good thing. Response plans are being built by Matt and Shane. Response plans is once a call is put in, it recommends units and personnel to respond to that particular call, and also you can put in special instructions for the response. So I think that would be a good tool to help out dispatchers. Other than that, everything's going good.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Mike?
Last Monday, we hooked well 7 and well 8 up to the fiber, and working great.
That's great.
And I'm really impressed with how fast the speed they're talking to each other. And then also today we did a PFAS test. I know we done one with the state a year and a half ago, but we never got the results. They always say, well, you didn't get the results because it was fine. But I've had a lot of people calling because, you know, it's been in the paper or on radio and all that. So I thought, you know, I'd like to have a report of our own so that we can give that information out. I've had factories call and all that over that PFAS. So we've done our own test, and we should have the results back in a couple of weeks.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Question, Mike. Thank you. Mike.
Well, my area is that the treatment plant have been calibrated. They have to do that every year for a permit. The pumps that I've been talking about, sludge pumps, I canceled that order on the 12th because they could not provide them to us, and I've not heard anything back, so we're completely done with that. I met with Wake Contracting of our restroom project, finalized all the fixtures and everything like that. I got an email this evening, so I'll have to approve all those, and then they will be coming with their first draw. After we approve that and they get their permits, then they'll do their first draw. And I said, just send that to me and we'll get that through. Mosh units for our pumps and the headworks that I talked about that we bought. My staff ran all brand new wiring that has to be put in for that, so we didn't have to contract that out. They run it in-house from one building for all three pumps, but through all the conduit out underground and up into the other building. So we saved quite a bit of money there. And then I've just been working on the report for the SDI.
For SDI?
Yeah.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Okay.
There's
another correction.
Oh, there's another. Okay.
We have Walt Crowder here.
Oh.
In the cold. In the cold.
Oh. Okay.
So we might.
Okay.
Sorry, I was reading something when you were talking.
No, that's okay. I completely skipped over that.
I
just
did.
Memory there. So.
And then add then Dan.
Yeah, and Lisa. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we adjust the last Board of Works minutes to include the added changes that were noted.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else, Rosie? I don't have anything else. Dan?
Nothing, sir.
Lisa, anything from the audience? We have no press here, so the city council meeting will start at 6:10, and we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
6:10.